Welcome to the Uplevel Your Future No More Hiding Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Thank you for joining me. I am Michelle Manning. I am the author of Quantum Soul Clearing, Healing the Scars Life Leaves on the Soul, and I'm also the founder of the Quantum Soul Clearing Process. I am so honored to be here today with you, and the subject of this summit is really near and dear to my heart because so many of us are hiding when we don't want to be, and we don't know why we can't be seen. We don't know why we can't be heard. It's like there's this big barrier to the work that we're doing in the world. And so I want to really discuss this and the work that I do because this is what I do, is help you be seen. And it's not just a matter of marketing. It's not just a matter of mindset. It's not just a matter of, you know, all these different little things that you think, oh, that's that one more thing. Oh, that's that one more thing. What I have found is that we all have hidden trauma. We all have hidden programming. We all have these hidden conditionings that stand in the way of us and our success. And there's a map. There are a couple of maps, actually, that help us identify who we are, what we're here to do, and how we're here to do it. And I really think I've cracked the code here, and I want to share it with you. So I want to start with my quantum soul clearing process, because this was a technology, I call it a spiritual and practical technology, that was given to me back in about 2007. And I had been on, I've been on a spiritual journey my whole life, to be honest, but I really stepped into working with clients and doing this online business in about 2001. And I had gotten some training, I'd gotten laid off from corporate, and I thought, I am never doing this again. And I'd gotten really sick and earlier in my life in my 20s. And what I found back then, because Western medicine had completely failed me, is that it was the hidden emotional components of trauma and abuse that had gotten stuck in my body that I had to figure out how to release. And back in the 80s, there was the internet. In most cases, didn't really even exist. I spent a lot of time at the University of Utah library studying genes and allergies and molds and funguses and I mean everything. But the infancy of this mind-body-spirit connection was really young. And what I realized was in order for me to heal, I had to go back in. I had to really identify with all of the gifts and the talents that I had shut off and shut away because they were deemed unacceptable in my childhood. But in shutting off those gifts and talents, I had shut off my life force energy. And so I was literally killing myself slowly but surely in an attempt to be acceptable and to be normal and mainstream, which is crazy when I look back at it now. But it was how I was conditioned. I was raised in a very fundamentalist small town and religious fundamentalist small town. And those gifts and talents that were very intuitive were definitely not appreciated in that patriarchy. So we'll just go with that. Fast forward, in 2007, I was given this spiritual and practical technology that I named the Quantum Soul Clearing Process. And back in the early 2000s, clearing was not even a word that people really understood. You know, clear, let's just clear the brush out in the back 40. Let's go. But clearing emotional trauma or emotional programming was not really a word. And so it was kind of a forerunner in that. And what this does, what the spiritual technology does is it gives you a way to work with your highest self, which is your spark of the divine inside that has access to everything in the universe, in the multiverse, past, present, future, simultaneous, and parallel lifetimes and existences. And this access, when you connect in with that divine core center of who you really are, has so much power because you're working with that God source energy. And so most of us know what we feel. We may not know what the exact programming is, but we know what we're feeling. And sometimes we don't even have a word for it. And I can walk you through that in my masterclass with my VIP offer. But when you can identify with the feeling and you can kind of name it or name it very specifically, going in and doing this process gives you access to begin to clear all of those open energies in all lifetimes and existences throughout all of your generations and throughout society. So, for example, well, let's talk about fear because it's the word that I use in my book. So if you were to connect in with the energy of fear, take a deep breath in, fear of being seen, the fear of stepping up and being in your genius and your brilliance for whatever reason, whether it's a fear of success or the fear of failure. And let's just begin to remove, resolve, dissolve, destroy, and uncreate that fear. And I go through the whole process in my book. But as we're doing this, you can feel it just kind of dissolve out of all the cells, the molecules, the atoms, and subatomic particles. We're just do this really short. And then as we clear this fear, we're also going to ask and intend, command, demand that we do a forgiveness process, which is forgiving ourselves for any perceived hurt or harm we may have caused ourselves or any others, that any others have caused us or any others, that we may have caused God source in some twisted fashion, or that God source has caused us. We're forgiving our highest self, and our highest self is forgiving us. And we're just going to clear fear, remove, resolve, dissolve, destroy, and then create all of that energy. Final clear it, and then we're going to replace it with peace and calm, and purpose, passion, capability, joy, worthiness, and wholeness. There we go. And we're going to activate this at every cell, every molecule, every atom and subatomic particle. We're going to anchor it in every level, layer, and depth. So we're going to apply it all as functional skill sets and as our new operating system. And I probably should have had you kind of check in to see, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10, where fear was and where it is now. But you can kind of think before and after and see what has changed for you. But what I have found is, so that's the work that I was given by God Source. And what I have found is that there's a map. We have a map of how we are created by the Creator for this lifetime and existence in the form of human design. And what I love about human design is it's like the skeleton in our bodies. It's the structure. It's what we've brought in consciously and subconsciously to work on our passion, our purpose, and it's incredibly accurate. And what I love about human design is it gives you a roadmap. It gives you something to look at, and it shows you how the different designs that are available to us can actually be used in a very comprehensive and conscious way to get exactly what it is that you want. And when you work your design and authority in human design, it makes your life easier. So, for example, there are actually four full designs. There's five kind of. There's a manifester. There's a manifesting generator, which is a hybrid of a manifester and a generator. There's a projector, and there are reflectors. And each one of these designs has a unique ability that they have brought in. Their energies are different. Some are magnetic, some push and have this resilience or this push energy to them. And so I want to talk about these four different designs and the energies associated with them. And this is a massive, massive subject. So manifestors. They have like bulldozer energy. They kind of push through everything. Generators and manifesting generators have this magnetic attraction. They attract all of these opportunities to them, but they have to respond to them. And in that response, whether it's the right response or it's a response that's just kind of off, can determine the trajectory of how you move forward. So when you're a manifestor or manifesting generator, you have to wait for just a moment to see if it's the correct response. And so the first thing you need to do is say, give me a minute. Give me a minute to think about this, or can I get back to you on this? Yes, and I this sounds like a great idea, but give me some time to think about it. Now, projectors, and I'm a projector, are here to lead everybody. We have this ability to, our energy goes in just like an arrow, and we can see, feel, sense, hear, know exactly what needs to be done. And this is really powerful, especially in a corporate or business situation, because we have this big picture. We get to see what and how things need to unfold, and then we can help coordinate all the different departments and all the players in the company to create a plan that is actually beneficial for the company. Excuse me. Reflectors are fascinating, and they're about 1% of the population. They're incredibly rare, but they're almost like a hummingbird. They're out and sipping all of the energy throughout the entire environment around them. And they have absolutely no what we call definitions in their chart. You know, most of us have two or three or five, sometimes all of the centers defined. And it's how we learn from the world. When you have an open center, you're more easily, programmed and conditioned by the world around you because you're so open. Well, as a reflector, if you're that open and you're simply sampling and sipping the energies in your environment, you have this broad, broad view, and you work with the cosmos. You have this very unique energy that has a completely different component. They're relatively new in human evolution. So with these four or five different types of designs, and each one has its own different authority. So whether you're an emotional authority, you know, if you have this emotional wave that's constantly going up and down, or if you have a splenic authority, which is very focused in, you know, if you have a heart-centered or an ego-centered authority, if you have no authority, if you have a self-authority. So there's all these different kinds of authorities. And when you understand exactly how you're put together and the different types of activations that are in your chart, it can help you understand how to move forward much more consciously. And it's always, always, always staying out of your head and in your body. And in this society, especially in Western societies, we have been taught, you need to think about it, you need to be logical, and you need to do this, and you need... It's always a body response. But the different body responses are what make it unique. And that's what I'll be talking about in my VIP gift. So I hope you'll join me. That's October 29th, I believe. The next piece that I bring in, which is incredibly unusual, is bringing in the part that is the gene keys. Now, gene keys was actually brought in by Richard Rudd, who was a student of Ra Uruhu, who was the founder of human design. So gene keys, I look at human design as the skeleton, and then I look at gene keys as the body. It's the expansiveness and how we show up in human form. It's the emotional pieces. And gene keys talk about our shadows, talks about the gifts that we have, and it talks about the city, S-I-D-D-H-I, the Siddhic, the divine gifts that we are here to bring in. Now, when you put all three of these things together, you look at the emotional component of the gene keys, you look at the map of the human design, and Then you look at the map or the process and the clearing of what the quantum soul clearing process can do. And all of us have had some form of trauma, whether it's this lifetime or another, whether we've received it through our ancestors and are running it in our DNA, and it's incredibly hidden, but we can't figure out why we can't move forward. This quantum soul clearing process gives you the ability to clear and remove all of those hidden blockages, those hidden stumbling blocks, those hidden programs and conditionings that keep you stuck or that keep you playing much smaller than who you are. Your genius is actually recorded in your gene keys. And there's an incredible map of what you're here to do, your life purpose, your life work, and how each one of these spheres of influence that are in your gene key design, which are also part of your human design, are making up how you show up in the world. The Venus sequence specifically starts at the point of conception, and it tells you from conception to age 21 how you've been conditioned and how you have the programming that is activated at those different ages, conception to birth, birth to age 7, 7 to 14, 14 to 21, how you attract the people in your life, how you attract the work in your life. It's such a fascinating and deep, deep, deep work that is designed for complete self-mastery. And I believe right now in human evolution, we are here to change the world. If you're listening to this talk, if you're on this summit, you have big work to do in the world. And how are you getting there? What is your unique genius that you are here to literally revolutionize the world? And you may not think of it like that, because who are we to be that ingenious? How are we, you know, who are we to be that magnificent and that powerful and that extraordinary? But we are. Every single human on this planet has an incredible role to play in the evolution of this planet and in the evolution of humanity, especially right now. We are at a point of human evolution that is critical. And every one of us have a gift or a talent that adds to that evolution. And if we're playing small, we are not part of the solution. And so my work is to help you get your solution out into the world. It's to help you evolve. It's to help you step into that genius and that brilliance that you are literally designed by the creator to be. And you may have a sense of it inside, but you're like, you know, it feels really big. And I don't know. I don't know how to be seen. I don't know how to be heard. But when we work this entire triad together, it brings us to this point of brilliance that allows this ease and this flow and this grace and simplicity so that you can get your message out into the world. You're a better parent. You're a better entrepreneur. You're a much better employee. And if you own a business, having a team that understands who they are is the difference between being completely sustainable and conscious in this new world of corporate and business evolution, and being able to be sustainable. Whether or not your business is going to be viable in the next 5 or 10 years may depend on the teams that you hire and how conscious each one of those members are. And that's what I do, is I also work with teams as well as individuals. So what's the point of all of this? Why would you want to be self-aware? Why would you want to step into that sense of self-mastery? It's a great question. Why would you? Because I can attest to the fact that it's a lot of hard work. And yet, there's something so freeing about knowing who you are and being relieved of those ancestral patterns that are stuck in the DNA. Science is finally acknowledging that the DNA is passed down along with the traumas from our generations. When I look at a person's chart, when I look at a person's human design chart, I can see exactly where you're blocked, what it is that's blocking it. I don't know anybody else that can do that. I can see who it is, where in the generational lineage it is, whether it's a past, present, future, simultaneous, parallel, lifetime, or existence. I get to see that. And then my intuitive gifts, because I have all of them, which has been both challenging and a gift at the same time, as I step into my genius and my brilliance, it's really a gift. Because then I get to help you understand who you are. I get to see, sense, feel, hear, know, and help you understand what's blocking you. And we pull, we go through and we look at these little threads. And as we pull that thread, there's more that comes up. And it's just like, the relief of not having that running in your body, your mind, your spirit is so profound. And it affects every aspect of your life. It affects your money. It affects your relationships. It affects your health, your mental health. It affects your business. It affects your ability to make money. And sometimes, if these programs are not resolved, you're literally leaving millions and millions of dollars on the table. And as conscious entrepreneurs and business people, it is absolutely vital that we have the money to bring our messages into the world and to bless the world in a completely different way. So the work that I do, I feel, is incredibly, incredibly valuable to help you really mine and understand what's underneath that's keeping you stuck, but to also activate that genius, because when we clear it, it opens up the possibilities and the potentials for that genius to shine. It's like suddenly you're this lighthouse standing on the rock, broadcasting that brilliance out into the world, and people are like, oh my gosh, I could see her or him. Oh my goodness, how did I not see that before? And your message gets out into the world in a completely different way because you're connecting with the right people, places, circumstances, events, and things that are there to support you, that are there to bless and support others. So I'd like to invite you, since you're here, to be part of my 90-minute VIP class that is happening on October 29th. We'll spend 90 minutes talking much more in depth about each three of these modalities and how they blend and merge together. We will look at individual charts. And then I'm also going to invite you, if you show up live, to set up a session with me individually at no charge so that we can work and look specifically at what it is that is running you, that you're running, and that is your brilliance and your genius, because you deserve it. You deserve to be successful. You deserve to be healthy and happy and whole, and to really be and embody that God source energy in a completely different way. So I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here, for bringing your purpose and your passion and your power. For being alive at this time, because again, this point in human evolution is enormous. So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. I love you more than you know. And look forward to seeing you on October 29th. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for joining this Motivating Talk on the Uplevel Your Future No More Hiding Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.